There are three things you need to know about me.
有三件事情你要认识我。
First, I love China.
第一个，我非常的爱中国。
When I was a young teenager, I began my Christian life by reading the life of Hudson Taylor.
我年轻的时候开始读戴德生的书籍。
And I have always had a great interest in China.
我对中国一直很有兴趣。
I even read A.J. Broomhall's 7-volume set on China's open century in Hudson Taylor.
我也读过了有一位弟兄写关于神怎么样用戴德生在中国的服饰，我读了他七大本书。
A very inspiring story of the many missionaries that went to China over 100 years ago.
说到100多年以前，许多的宣教士到中国去宣教。
I even wanted to be a missionary to China.
我甚至于心里渴望能成为到中国的宣教士。
But that did not happen.
但是那没有成为这个现实。
But our local church has a ministry in China which I cannot speak about publicly.
但是我知道这个许多的教会在中国有服事，我不能公开的说他们。
So, I am very happy to be with you.
我非常高兴能够跟各位在一起。
And I apologize that I cannot speak Chinese to you.
非常的抱歉，我不能够用中文向大家讲说。
But when we get to heaven, we'll all be able to speak the same language.
我们到天上的时候，我们都能说一样的话。
Chinese.
都能说中文。
Well, so many people speak it.
因为你想，那么多人就说中文。
Now, the second thing you need to know about me.
第二件事情
I was raised in New Jersey.
我是 New Jersey 长大的。
I am home.
我现在来到我回到我的家里。
Yes, my first 20 years I was raised here in New Jersey as a young person.
我的生命中头二十年我是在 New Jersey 长大的。
So I feel very comfortable here.
所以我在这里这个是像回家一样。
Now the third thing you need to know about me.
第三件事情需要知道我的。
I love every morning good strong Chinese tea.
每天早晨我非常的喜欢用中国茶。
I get up in the morning and I make a big pot of good strong tea.
每天早上我就用中国的茶叶沏一壶的茶。
And then I have my Bible and my tea.
我就把圣经和我的茶放在一起。
My favorite part of the day.
那是我最喜欢的时刻。
Now, we have a very important subject.
我们这次有一个非常重要的题目。
And we have entitled this subject, Handling Conflict According to Biblical Principles.
我们的题目是按照圣经原则处理冲突。
I do not want you to take a lot of notes.
我不盼望你写很多的笔记。
All the notes are given to you in a handout.
这个笔记的大纲都在大家的手中。
You work very hard all week. I want you to relax and listen to the word of God.
一个礼拜工作大家都很累，我希望你在这里能够享受神的话。
You will get much more if you just listen and don't try to write.
你能够仔细的听，你能够领受的更多，比你比想要快快记下来。
Especially if you try to write in Chinese.
特别的是你想用中文写下来的话。
Because I'm a very fast speaker.
因为我讲得很快。
And everything I say is in this book if you bite and devour one another.
我所说的一切都在这一本书里头。如果你们相咬相吞都要彼此都要消灭。
So you don't need to take notes.
所以你不需要这个记笔记。
Just relax and listen and let the Spirit of God speak to you.
能够放轻松让圣灵对我们说话。
Now, I'll just explain briefly. I don't want to take time on this, but these books are available. You don't need any money. You just sign this paper out, take what you want, and leave this paper here. We send you a bill.
你们要的话，这本书的话，就把你的名字、地址写下来，然后我们寄给你。
Now, if you don't pay that bill,
然后账单会寄给，如果你不付账单。
We send Peter to your house.
我们就打发彼得，
and he will,
志雄到你家里去。
He will shake you upside down and get that money.
他把你摇摇摇到你愿意付账。
So, you will want to pay that bill.
所以你会付这个账单的。
Thank you, Peter, for all those nice things you said.
谢谢志雄对我的介绍。
But don't forget to get that money.
别忘了是收这些的书钱。
Let's open our Bibles right now and stand together.
我们请大家把圣经打开，然后站起来。
Let us read Galatians 5.
加拉太书第五章。
Verses 13 to 17, and we'll read it only in Chinese.
我们从第十三节读到第十七节，只用中文来读。Read together or read?
Just read it in Chinese.
Okay. Okay. 弟兄们，你们蒙召是要得自由，只是不可将你们的自由当作放纵情欲的机会，总要用爱心互相服侍，因为全律法都包在爱人如己这一句话之内了。你们要谨慎，若相咬相吞，只怕要彼此消灭了。我说你们当顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的情欲了，因为情欲和圣灵相争，圣灵和情欲相争，这两个是彼此相敌，使你们不能做所愿意做的。
Our Father, we ask you to speak through your holy word.
阿爸父，我们求你借着你的圣言对我们说话。
This is a subject we need for every home.
这是每一个家庭所需要的话。
A subject for every church.
也是每一个教会需要认识的主题。
For every place in which we work.
在我们工作的地方。
For all our relationships.
在我们一切人际关系上。
Be our teacher today.
求主做我们的老师。
Change us.
改变我们。
May we be more spirit-led.
让我们更多被圣灵引导。
And may in all of our conflicts we be a spirit-displayed people.
但愿在一切的冲突中，我们所表现出来的是被圣灵管理的人。
In Christ's name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
You may be seated.
请坐。
After Adam and Eve sinned,
亚当夏娃犯罪之后
The first sin recorded is that Cain killed Abel.
我们发觉该隐把亚伯杀了。
And we've been killing each other ever since.
从那一次杀害事件之后，人类就是彼此残杀。
One of the marks of a fallen, cursed world is conflict.
我们发觉在这一个堕落的世界中间我们所显明出来的就是人与人中间有冲突。
Human history can be followed by wars, divisions, and conflicts.
人类的历史中间是由许许多多的战争与冲突所累积成的。
Sadly, the same thing is true of 2,000 years of church history.
2,000 年的教会历史非常可悲的也是如此。
We are creatures of war.
我们都是斗争的这个动物。
When Time Magazine did its 60th anniversary issue,
时代杂志第六十期
it wanted to use one word to describe 60 years of the 20th century.
他就描写二十世纪的这个六十个年代。
I thought that word would be technology.
我们觉得说这六十年的历史应当用科技作为主题。
Or biology.
或者是这个生物。
Or science.
或者科学。
The one word they used was warfare.
但是他们所使用的一个字就是战争。
We are creatures of war.
我们都是战争的动物。
We cannot even get along with those we love.
我们甚至于不能与我们所爱的人能够这个和平相处。
Families are torn to pieces.
家庭分裂。
Parents and children torn to pieces.
父母跟儿女中间分裂了。
Churches split in ugly divisions.
教会也是非常丑陋的分裂了。
So this is a subject very dear to all our hearts.
所以这一个题目对着我们每个人来讲都是非常心痛的事。
So in verse 15, Paul says this, If you bite and devour one another, watch out that you are not consumed by one another.
所以第15节保罗告诉我们你们要谨慎若相咬相吞 只怕要彼此消灭了。
And this is where I got the title for the book, If You Bite and Devour One Another.
我就用这节圣经成为我这本书的题目。
Now, in numerous surveys, in why full-time Christian leaders leave Christian ministry,
在许许多多的调查对着这一些服侍主的人基督徒的工作者为什么他们最后离开他们的服侍
The number one reason given is they were tired of all the conflicts.
第一个主要的原因乃是他们已经累了、已经对着他们怎么样处理冲突、他们这件事情他不再能够成功了。
Now, although this is a very big subject,
虽然这是一个很大的题目
and relevant to all of us,
跟我们每一个人都有关系。
I know no seminary or Bible school that gives instructions on how to handle conflict.
我所知道的没有一个神学院教你怎么样处理这些冲突的。
And most of our churches give no instruction how do we handle our disagreements.
教会也没有教导弟兄姊妹怎么样处理彼此中间的不同意的事情。
It is a crucial issue for all of us, mothers and fathers and church leaders.
对着每一个做父母的，对着每一个教会的领袖而言，这都是一个这个所面对的共同的难处。
Moses' conflict with the children of Israel nearly destroyed him. Numbers chapter 11.
在民数记十一章里面记载，摩西因着百姓跟他的冲突，几乎让摩西袖手不再继续服侍了。
Now the New Testament does not hide this.
新约圣经里面也没有把这件事情隐瞒起来。
Nearly every church in the New Testament had some form of conflict.
在新约的圣经里面记载的教会里几乎都有这种的冲突。
But as the New Testament writers address the conflict, they give us invaluable principles how to handle conflict.
新约的作者面对这些的冲突给了我们许多宝贵的教导。
If there's anyone in the world who should be able to handle disagreement and conflict, it should be Christians.
如果在这个世界上面有要面对冲突怎么要处理冲突的基督徒应当是头一个。
Well, we have the power of the Holy Spirit within us.
因为我们里面有圣灵。
And we have wonderful principles to follow.
我们有奇妙的原则我们可以来跟随。
And we're going to look at these principles the biblical writers gave the first churches.
我们要看一看圣经的作者给初期的教会这些的原则。
So what I want to do is look at the churches in the New Testament and how they were to handle conflict.
我们所要看的乃是新约的教会的作者怎么样来面对冲突怎么样来解决冲突
Number one on your screen and in your notes
在你们的手上的这个大纲和荧幕上面第一点
Now remember you're to relax
记得你要放松
You're to enjoy yourself now
你现在你能够放松的领受
And just listen
就是注意来听
You'll get much more if you just concentrate on what we say.
你能够专心地听我们所说的，你就能够得着最多。
Lessons in conflict from the churches of Galatia act in the spirit, not the flesh.
从加拉太教会学习冲突的功课，在圣灵中行事，不要在肉体中。
These are brand new churches started by Paul and Barnabas.
保罗巴拿巴开始加拉太的教会这是一个崭新的教会
Less than a year after leaving these churches
当保罗建立教会以后一年之后他离开了一年之后
Serious conflict arose in these churches as a result of false teachers
就在这一些加拉太一带的教会中严重的这些的问题冲突就产生了
There was discord over the way of salvation
对着救恩的看法他们不合一
That's a serious issue.
那是一个严重的问题。
And conflict over how to live the Christian life.
对着基督徒怎么过生活又有了冲突不同的意见。
Paul saw these churches as being ready to be torn to pieces.
保罗看见这些教会几乎要被拉开被分扯开了。
This was heartbreaking to him.
保罗非常的难过伤心。
He loved these churches.
他深爱这些教会。
He was their spiritual father.
他是他们属灵的父亲。
So it must have hurt deeply to see them in conflict like this.
因此保罗的心里面看见这些教会有的冲突一定非常难过。
So he warns them,
所以他警告他们,
if you bite and devour one another,
如果你们相咬相吞,
watch out,
要小谨慎,
nothing will be left.
就什么都没有了。
You'll all be consumed.
你们都被消灭了。
So he gives us advice now in how to handle this.
所以他就给我们一些的教导，怎么样处理冲突的问题。
I want to first start with the big principle.
我要先从大原则，主要的原则开始来看。
This is the big idea.
这是所谓的叫做最主要的观念。
Everything flows out of this.
其他的事都从主要的观念流露出来。
Here's the big principle.
主要的观念就是这样的。
When facing conflict, be controlled by the Spirit, not the flesh. Display the fruit of the Spirit, not the works of the flesh.
当面对冲突的时候，要被圣灵而不是肉体来管制，表现出圣灵的果子，不是肉体的工作。
Now, if you get this one principle, everything I say flows out of this one principle.
你如果抓住了这个主要的原则，其他的都从这个主要原则来延伸出来。
This applies to your home.
这个原则应用在你的家庭里的。
This applies to your marriage.
在你的婚姻中间。
This applies to all your relationships in the Christian community.
在你们基督徒的这个社区中间都可以应用。
This applies to your relationships as parents and children.
能在父母跟儿女中间应用。
And I'm so delighted to see all the young people here.
今天早上看见很多的年轻人在这里，我非常的欢喜。
You are the future.
你们是教会的将来。
And these principles will be tested in your life with your parents first.
这一个原则在你的生命中是从你的父母身上先来测验的。
And they will be tested in your life in school.
在你的学校生活的里面也可以来测验。
So what I have to say applies right to where you live right now.
所以我所说的能够在你生活现在的生活中立刻就得到测试。
And of course it applies to your life in the local church.
也能够在地方的教会中间得到测试。
Now, Paul's response to interpersonal conflict and erroneous teaching is walk by the Spirit.
保罗对着那些人际中间的冲突，许多的基督徒生活不同的观念，他告诉他们说要按着圣灵而行。
This is spiritual dynamite.
这是属灵的炸药。
This is really one of Paul's central passages on living the Christian life.
这是保罗对着基督徒生活的主要的教导。
How do you live the Christian life? Following the law?
你怎么过基督徒生活呢？是不是遵守圣经的律法？
That's what some people thought.
那是有一些人以为的。
But he says no, walk by the Spirit.
保罗说不是的，乃是顺着圣灵而行。
You're spirit people.
你们是属灵的人。
You are now alive to God.
你乃是在神的面前，神使你活过来。
You have the Holy Spirit taking up his residence inside of you.
你里头是圣灵住在你里头的人。
And the Holy Spirit wants to produce Christ in you.
圣灵要在你的里面产生出基督的形象出来。
And in no area of life is this more difficult than when conflict arises.
当冲突发生的时候，那是我们最困难的时候。
Walk in the Spirit is his advice to living the Christian life and handling our interpersonal conflicts.
过基督徒的生活，我们要顺着圣灵而行，就能够处理人际的关系。
Conflict arises.
冲突发生了。
In the marriage.
在婚姻关系中间。
Husband and wife, boom, boom, boom.
丈夫和妻子中间彼此有了冲突。
Parents and children.
父母和儿女也非常的激烈的冲突。
At work.
在工作中间。
In annoying one another in the local church.
在教会的生活中间，大家你惹我的气，我惹你的气。
Here's what Paul says, be controlled by the Spirit.
保罗在这里说要被圣灵来管理。
Be under the controlling power of the Holy Spirit.
我们要被圣灵的能力所管理。
Let's look at three verses very briefly. They'll be on the screen.
我们看一看三节的圣经在荧幕上面。
Verse 16.
第十六节告诉我们。
But I say,
我说
walk by the Spirit and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh.
你们当顺着圣灵而行就不放纵肉体的情欲了。
This is a verse of promise.
这是一个有应许的一节圣经。
The only power you have over the flesh is the Holy Spirit.
你所唯一有的力量乃是被圣灵来管理。
You cannot conquer the flesh by yourself.
你不能够用肉体来抵抗。
But if you live under the power of the Holy Spirit, you will not gratify those temptations of the flesh.
如果你按照圣灵的引导而生活，你就不会被肉体的试探引诱所胜过。
Verse 18.
第十八节。
But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law.
但你们若被圣灵引导，就不在律法以下。
The Jews were under the law.
犹太人活在律法以下。
But we are on new ground, the Spirit.
但是我们所有的是有圣灵在我们的生命中。
And then verse 25.
然后第二十五节。
If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit.
我们若是靠圣灵得生，就当靠圣灵行事。
Let me give a little more exact translation.
我把那个原来的正确的翻译再告诉给大家。
Since we live by the Spirit,
因为我们是靠圣灵而活。
That's a fact.
那是一个事实。
Now the command.
然后给我们的命令。
Let us walk in step with the Holy Spirit.
就让我们能够跟着圣灵一步一步地走。
Now this can all be very theoretical, can it?
这一个可以成为一个非常理论性的一个讲论。
Sounds like something far off.
好像是很遥远的。
Well, I want to show you when, as we go on today, it's very practical.
我要给各位看见的，这是一件非常实用的事情。
How do we know we're walking by the Spirit?
我们怎么知道我们顺着圣灵而行呢?
Well, Paul will tell us how.
保罗告诉我们。
The fruit of the Spirit.
圣灵的果子。
When the fruit of the Holy Spirit is produced in your life, you know you're walking by the Spirit.
当圣灵的果子在你生命中间结出来的时候，你就不在肉体中间。
Well, the fruit of the Spirit comes in 9 delicious flavors.
圣灵的果子有九种不同的味道。
Love, joy, peace,
仁爱、喜乐、和平。
Patience, kindness, goodness,
温柔、信实、良善。
Faithfulness, gentleness,
温柔、节制。
But I want you to look at the last fruit of the Spirit.
我要各位注意的是圣灵果子的最后一个味道。
Self-control.
节制。
There's nothing more important when conflict arises than self-control.
当面对了冲突的时候，没有比节制更重要的。
See, when conflict arises, we get all emotional.
当我们有了冲突的时候，我们的这个情绪啊，就都被兴起来了。
Good.And our emotions take us over.
因此我们的情感就当家了。
And our head starts to pound.
我们的头脑袋就开始就膨胀。
And the blood pressure in our head gets all red.
以至于我们脸上血压升高的缘故都变成通红了。
Mine really gets red.
我的特别的红。
I can't hide it.
我一点都不能够隐藏。
And our heart starts to beat faster.
心跳加速。
And we lose control.
然后我们就失去了我们的控制。
And we can say terrible things.
我们就说许许多多可怕的话。
Things we will be sorry for a long time.
我们会觉得长时间会觉得真是不好意思的。
We are out of control.
我们这个人是失去了控制的。
But the Spirit wants to keep us in control.
但是圣灵要让我们在他的管理底下。
So when conflict arises, one of the most important virtues is self-control.
当冲突发生的时候，一个非常宝贵的一个品格就是节制。
Now these are all Christ-like virtues.
这些都是像基督的德行品格。
Someone has said, this is the shortest biography of Christ's life.
很多人说这是耶稣基督生命中最简单的介绍。
The fruits of the Spirit.
圣灵的果子。
Christ-like spirit.
像基督一样的品格。
These are godly attitudes.
这些是敬虔的这个态度。
And they promote healthy human relationships.
它能够促进人与人中间健康的关系。
The very things these churches of Galatia needed.
这就是加拉太教会非常需要的。
So, the fruit of the Spirit is an objective test if we're walking by the Spirit.
所以圣灵的果子就是测试我们这个人是不是顺着圣灵而行。
So how do you know you're walking by the Spirit?
你怎么知道你跟着圣灵而走呢？
These are the qualities you see in your life.
在你的生命中你看见有这些的品格的表现。
Love, joy, peace.
仁爱、喜乐、和平。
Patience.
忍耐。
And kindness.
恩慈。
And gentleness.
良善。
Oh, now you know you're walking in the Spirit.
这一些显出时你就知道你是跟着圣灵而行。
These things are manifested in your life towards others.
这一些向别人的表现就表现出来了。
Now he looks at the opposite.
然后他就注意到相反的这一面。
And he says, don't be controlled by the Spirit.
他说
不要 by the flesh. Don't be controlled by the flesh.
不要被肉体管制。
Much of the divisions and unnecessary fighting in our church is directly related to the flesh.
许许多多我们的冲突，许许多多教会中的难处，都与我们的肉体有关系。
Now you might say, what does this flesh look like?
你问说这个所谓的肉体是什么呢？
In verses 19 to 21, he tells us what the works of the flesh look like.
他告诉我们这个肉体的表现是什么。
Now this is a very interesting list.
这个第19节到21节是非常有意思的一个名单。
The reason it's interesting,
非常有意思的原因是什么呢？
Is that in the middle of this list, he lists 8 social sins.
在他所列出来的中间，其中有八个是人与人中间，在社交中间所有的罪。
8 vices that destroy human relationships.
这是八个罪恶，把人与人中间的关系破坏了。
We know the first part of the list.
前面所提到的这一个列举的这个事情我们都知道。
And we would expect that.
我们也会就知道是如此的。
The works of the flesh are sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery.
我们知道奸淫、污秽、邪荡、拜偶像、邪术，这些都是这个肉体的表现。
But here's what you want to see now.
但是底下所说的是你要注意的。
The emphasis is don't bite and devour one another.
底下所说的是不要彼此相咬相吞。
Don't tear each other apart.
不要这个让彼此的关系要被扯裂。
Now these are the sins that tear people apart.
这一些的罪是叫人与人的关系被扯裂开来的。
These are the sins that ruin a marriage.
是叫婚姻受到破坏的。
That ruin our brotherly and sisterly relationships.
让我们弟兄跟姊妹的关系受到了破坏。
I want to read them to you very slowly.
我很小心的慢慢的读给你听。
Enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions, divisions, envy.
仇恨、争竞、记恨、恼怒、结党、纷争、异端、嫉妒。
Let's be very clear about something.
我们非常要注意清楚的一件事。
The Holy Spirit opposes all these vices.
圣灵对这里所提到的一些的这些的罪都是 非常反对的。
The Holy Spirit will not lead you to act this way.
圣灵不会带领你去自己表现这一些的。
The Holy Spirit will not lead you into jealousy.
圣灵不会引导你去有嫉妒。
And jealousy causes many, many conflicts.
这个嫉妒会造成许许多多的冲突。
The Holy Spirit will not lead you into fits of anger, repeated fits of anger.
圣灵也不会引导你去恼怒。
The Holy Spirit will not lead you into hostility to those who are your brothers and sisters.
圣灵也不会引导你去仇恨。
And only the Holy Spirit can give you power over these works of the flesh.
唯有圣灵能够给你这个能力好来处理冲突。
Now, these works of the flesh are an objective standard set before us.
这一些给我们的乃是圣灵告诉我们这个肉体表现的这个好像是一个标准。
We can know we're walking in the flesh.
我们不能够继续的照着这一个肉体的表现来生活。
When you see any one of these eight social sins,
当你看见任何一个人有这八方面在人与人中间社交中间这个八个的罪恶的时候
It's like a big mirror in front of you.
就好像一面的大镜子在你的面前
staring you right in the face
这个镜子就照着你
and you're looking straight in this mirror
你也整个这个注视这个镜子
and the mirror is Galatians 5
这个镜子就是加拉太第五章
when you're in conflict
当你在冲突中间的时候
you can look right in that mirror
你就能够立刻看这个镜子
and you will see yourself in the flesh
你就会发现你自己就在一个镜子里面这个肉体的表现
or you will see yourself in the spirit
或者你是在圣灵的
And you can know how you're living.
你就知道你是怎么生活的。
How you're responding.
你是怎么样来反应的。
This is what the word of God does to us.
这就是神的话在我们生命中的功用。
It sheds light right into our life.
它能够像光一样的来照射我们。
So you're in conflict.
所以你现在在冲突中间。
Walk by the Spirit.
要顺着圣灵而行。
Live by the power of the Holy Spirit.
是靠着圣灵所给我们的力量来活。
Display the beautiful nine fruits of the Spirit.
能叫圣灵的果子九个味道表现在我们的生活中。
Be spirit controlled and not out of control.
是要被圣灵管理不是在这个圣灵的管理之外生活。
So every conflict is a test.
每一个冲突都是一个测试。
And you need to step back from the conflict.
你要退一步来面对这个冲突。
Because there's something more important than the conflict, the issue you're fighting over.
因为你所争论的冲突的事情有比这个更重要的。
The big issue is how are you responding to conflict?
这个重要的事就是你怎么样处理冲突
By the Spirit
靠着圣灵呢
Or by the flesh
或者靠肉体
And you can know how you're acting
你就知道你是怎么表现的
How you're speaking
你怎么说话
Your attitude
你的态度
Your motives
你的动机
It's that big mirror staring us right in the face
在我们的眼前就有这个大的镜子对着我们
Showing us the works of the flesh the works of the Spirit
表现出来我们这个人是在圣灵中生活还是在肉体中生活
Now let me give you a living example and we're going to apply these principles to a living example
让我给各位有一个真实的例子
I don't want this just to be abstract
我盼望我在这里跟各位分享的不是仅仅一些空的理论
So let's be very very practical and concrete right now
让我们实际的我们来面对
Let's be painfully practical.
让我们是在痛苦中来应用我们所学习的。
Here's a story.
我再跟各位讲个故事。
The name of the church is Chapel Hill.
有一个教会叫 Chapel Hill.
Chapel Hill is a good Bible-believing church.
这个是一个相信圣经很好的一个信圣经的教会。
Church like yours.
就像你们的教会。
Serious about the scriptures.
对圣经是非常的严肃的态度。
To live for God.
愿意为神而活。
This Chapel Hill Church invited an evangelist for a week of meetings.
这一个 Chapel Hill 教会呢，就在一个周末请了一个传福音的人到他们中间来。
And he was a very good evangelist.
他是一个非常好的传福音的人。
All week he preached the gospel.
啊，一个整个礼拜他在那里传扬福音。
At the end of the week, the evangelist did something the church normally doesn't do.
在一个礼拜的聚会最后的时候，他做了一件事，是这个教会平常他们没有做的。
The evangelist said, "We've had a wonderful week of evangelism."
啊，这个传福音说我们这个礼拜非常的美好。
But tonight, I want to call the Christians to a recommitment to evangelism.
啊，但是这个时刻，我要对着所有的基督徒发出呼召，你们重新对着传福音啊，把你们有一次更新的奉献。
And a recommitment of your life to Christ.
也把你们的生命再一次的奉献给主。
If you would like to do that, I want you to come up the front here and we'll all kneel together and we're going to pray about this new commitment to evangelism.
如果你里面有感动，你上前头来，然后我们都跪在神的面前，向神回应他对我们的呼召。
That was done very simply, just asked once.
这个传福音的人他只不过是发出一次的邀请。
Almost half of the church came forward and everyone kneeled, all over, just kneeled.
几乎整个教会中间一半的人都上来了，都跪在这个台前面。
And then the evangelist prayed.
然后这个传福音的人就祷告。
It was a very precious time.
啊，那是非常宝贵的那个时刻。
When the meeting was over,
聚会完了。
At the back of the auditorium,
在整个聚会礼堂的最后面
was one of the original members of the church, a very prominent man in the church.
啊，有一个很早就参加这个教会的有一个这个肢体。
And he became very angry.
他非常生气。
And he stood and within earshot of everyone around him started to complain about this evangelist.
他大声音讲话，几乎很多人都听得见他的声音，开始对这个传福音的人不满。
We don't believe in altar calls.
我们不相信这个讲台的呼召。
We have never done this before.
我们过去从来没有这么做过。
This is unscriptural.
这个不合圣经。
This is manipulation.
啊，这是一个他的操纵。
Oh, this is just a simple gospel, easy believism.
这个是一个传太简单的福音。
Then he threatened to leave the church if this wasn't dealt with quickly.
如果这件事不快快面对的话，我就离开教会。
And many people could hear him.
很多人都听见他的大嚷嚷。
Very angry.
很生气的。
They had never done altar calls before.
他们从来过去没有讲台的呼召。
Didn't believe in altar calls.
也不相信这个所谓的讲台呼召。
Just emotional.
啊，觉得这是一个非常情绪化的事情。
Well, some of the people started to defend the evangelist.
中间有一些人就开始替这个传福音的人呢，替他来辩护了。
They said to him, "This evangelist did what God told him to do."
啊，他们说这个传福音的人是照着神给他的感动在那里服侍的。
This church needed revival.
啊，这个教会需要复兴。
This is a good thing.
这是个好事。
God was working.
神在工作了。
Other people came to the defense of the angry brother.
啊，那些人就同意那个有反对意见的人呢，跟他就一伙了。
And they said he's right.
啊，人家说他是对的。
He's a brave man speaking out against this.
他很勇敢来这个对这样的错误呢。
This was sin.
啊，这是个罪恶。
We should never be doing this.
我们永远不能这么做。
He was just manipulating people's emotions.
啊，这个传道人不过就是在那操纵人的情感。
Next thing he'll want is money.
啊，下一件他要的事就是钱。
And then.Conflict started.
然后冲突就产生了。
And like a flame of fire, it went through the congregation.
在整个的会众中间就像点着了火一样。
People for altar calls.
啊，那些赞成讲台呼召的人。
The anti-altar call group.
啊，那个反对的人在一边，赞成人在一边。
And then people said, "What side are you on?"
啊，然后人家问说，你要站哪一边？
Are you for altar calls or against altar calls?
你是同意讲台呼召，你还是不同意讲台呼召
？And that week, the phone lines lit up.
啊，然后呢，就看见大伙儿就
一个劲儿。The church was on the verge of a split.
这个教会几乎濒临分裂的边缘。
Now, my question is.How should the angry brother have handled his disagreement?
我的问题就是这一个生气的弟兄该怎么样面对他的怒气。
The church had never done this before.
教会过去没这么做过。
It was not part of the church's way of doing things.
这不是教会过去行事的这个这个例这个这个例子。
How should he have handled it?
那么他应当怎么处理呢？
Well, let's go back to our principle.
然后我们现在来到我们所说到的原则来看。
Disagreement arises.
当不同意的事情发生的时候。
Be controlled by the Spirit.
要被圣灵管理。
Don't be out of control.
不要不被圣灵管理。
Don't be controlled by the flesh.
不要被肉体来管理。
Be under the controlling power of God the Holy Spirit who lives inside of you.
要被在我们里面居住的圣灵来管理。
Now I know you agree with that.
我知道大家都同意这个事情。
But what does it look like?
但是到底这是什么样子呢？
So let me explain what it looks like to walk in the Spirit when you have disagreement.
让我给你看这个顺着圣灵来生活所有的样子。
Number one.
第一
Pray.
就是祷告。
Now, as soon as this angry brother felt his emotions coming up.
当这一个人发觉他的情感呢上升的时候。
And he knew he was angry.
他知道他生气了。
He was very, very upset.
他非常的不高兴。
The first thing he should have done.
他第一件事情应当做的。
Is pray.
是祷告。
That's what walking in the Spirit means.
这个顺着圣灵而生活就是祷告的生活。
How do you walk in the Spirit?
你怎么顺着圣灵而行呢?
Pray!
祷告。
Prayer is walking in the Spirit.
祷告就是在圣灵中来生活。
As he prayed to his father,
当他向天父祷告的时候,
he would have asked for wisdom.
他就会求天父给他智慧。
He would have asked his father for self-control.
他会求天父让他有节制。
And as he prayed,
当他祷告的时候,
the Holy Spirit would bring to his mind scripture.
圣灵就会把神的话从他里头带出来。
The scriptures he knew very well.
圣经说得非常清楚。
It's very interesting, but when we walk in the flesh, we don't want to pray.
很清楚的，当我们活在肉体中的时候，我们不愿意祷告。
Did you ever notice what a contrast and conflict it is to try to pray when you've been acting in the flesh?
你看见过一个人在肉体中生活的时候，他祷告吗？
So you're having a fight with your spouse.
比方说你跟你的配偶呢有争执。
And you get very, very angry.
你非常非常的生气。
And you say, you're ugly!
说你非常的丑恶。
You're dumb!
你非常笨。
I should never have married you!
不应当跟你结婚的。
I should have listened to my mother!
我应该听我妈妈的话。
Now, let's pray.
然后呢，说我们祷告。
Can you pray after you've just said those words?
你刚才说了这些话以后，你能祷告吗？
You do not feel in the spirit of prayer.
你根本不觉得有那个祷告的那个感觉。
You just usually get more defensive.
你只是更多的这个自我防卫。
I know I'm right.
我知道我是对的。
If they would only listen.
如果他们都听我的话。
And off we go.
然后呢，我们就走了。
We don't pray because we don't want to pray at that moment.
我们在那时刻，我们不愿意祷告。
We have actually sinned against our spouse, saying those cruel things.
我们事实上对我们的配偶在那里犯罪，说那些残酷的这些话语。
And we can say things that we'll regret the rest of our life. We will regret.
我们会说我们一辈子都懊悔不应当说的那些话。
So the first thing this man should have done is to pray.
所以这个人该做的头一件事就是祷告。
Instead, he took matters into his own hands.
他没有祷告，反而把事情抓在自己手里。
He let the flesh take him over.
他让肉体在这个事情中间呢，占了主体了。
Now he had a good excuse.
他还有好的理由。
I'm against altar calls.
我反对的这个讲台呼召。
That was wrong.
那是错的。
And so he just let himself go.
然后呢，他就放纵而行。
He was not spirit controlled, he was out of control.
他不是被圣灵管理，他是在圣灵管理之外。
The first thing he should have done before he said anything was to pray.
所以这个人他头一件该做的事情，在他做其他所有事情 之先就是祷告。
Because the Spirit would never have allowed him to jump to his feet and speak that way.
因为圣灵绝不会许可他在那里跺着脚大扯了嗓门说那些话。
You ever try to pray for someone you don't like?
你有没有为你不喜欢的人祷告过？
Or pray about someone who's really hurt your feelings?
你有没有为那些真的伤了你让你伤心的人祷告过呢？
Well, first of all, we don't like to pray about those people.
那首先也许你根本就不喜欢为这些人祷告。
We don't like them.
我们根本不喜欢他。
Because we know if we pray,
因为我们知道如果我们祷告，
the Spirit of God is going to soften us.
那圣灵就会把我们这个人呢柔软了。
And the Spirit of God's going to take the steam out of our hatred.
圣灵就把我们那个火呢就挪开了。
And we like disliking people who hurt us.
我们喜欢对那些伤害我们的人，我们对他们不喜欢。
I remember once in our church we had a very, very severe discipline case. Very severe.
记得在我们的教会里有一件，有一个例子。
Involved the sin of one of our elders.
那是这个事情呢是我们的长老被卷进去。
And it nearly tore our church to pieces.
那件事情几乎让我们的教会分裂了。
And I remember one night, very early in the morning, I could not sleep.
我还记得有一天晚上我没办法睡觉。
I'm in my living room going back and forth, walking back and forth.
在我们家的客厅呢我走来走去走来走去。
And while I was praying about this situation,
当我为这件事情祷告的时候
you know what the Holy Spirit did?
你知道圣灵做了什么事吗？
Started convicting me about my own attitude.
圣灵头一件事情就是让我里头被定罪，让我的态度被定罪。
My own way of speaking.
我自己的言语。
My own lack of gentleness.
我自己缺少温柔。
And before I was done, the Holy Spirit had me repenting.
在我为别人祷告之前，圣灵先让我在神的面前悔改。
So very often God uses these conflicts to work on us.
常常的圣灵用这些的冲突在我们的生命中间来工作。
Conflict
冲突
is an area of life that really exposes us
常常把我们自己的真情显露出来了。
So you're in conflict.
所以你现在在冲突中间。
Someone has really hurt you.
有的人真的伤了你。
They've said bad things about you.
说一些让你不喜欢的听的话。
Before you do anything,
在你做任何其他事情
before you open your mouth,
在你开口之前
you pray,
祷告
and you do not open your mouth until you have God's Spirit leading you.
除非你有圣灵在你里面引导你，你不要开口。
The control of the tongue is one of the key areas of spirit control.
我们的舌头被管制是头一个我们被圣灵引导的这个证明。
We'll look at that tonight.
今天晚上我们会提这件事情。
So, you're in conflict.
现在你在冲突中间。
You pray first.
你先祷告。
In fact, if you're in a situation and it sort of captures you right away, you're in a conflict without warning.
如果你在没有任何的警告之下，一下就进到冲突中间了，面对冲突了。
You can say to the other person.
你能够告诉对方，告诉别的人。
I need time to pray about this.
And what?
I need time to pray about this.
我需要时间来祷告。
So, your husband says to you,
你的丈夫对你说,
I don't like the way you act.
我不喜欢, 你这么做。
I don't like the way you made breakfast.
我不喜欢你今天这个做的早餐。
It's the same old, every day.
每天都是一样的。
Never liked it to begin with.
从来没有照我喜欢的做。
Here's your response.
你该有的表现是什么呢？
Would you let me first pray about this before I respond to you?
你说可不可以让我先祷告一下，然后我再回再回再再回答你呢？
It takes all the anger out of the situation, doesn't it?
那个时候就把所有的怒气啊都分散掉了。
You're in an elders meeting.
你在参加长老的聚会中间。
And the emotions are rising.
那个时候呢，大家情绪就高涨。
You can see people are getting hot under the collar.
看见说这个大家这个脸红脖子粗。
Voices are rising.
啊，声音声调都提高了。
Now, that is the perfect moment to stop and say, "Let's pray."
那个时候是最好的时刻，说我们现在停下来祷告。
Let's not go any farther till we pray.
我们不再往前进行了，我们先来祷告。
As a group of elders, we're not under the control of the Holy Spirit right now.
啊，我们作为长老的，现在我们没有被圣灵管理，我们在我们需要。
We're under the control of the flesh.
我们被是肉体管理。
Pray.
祷告。
That's walking in the Spirit.
那就是在圣灵中行。
Second.
第二。
Check our attitudes and conduct.
查验我们的态度与行为。
A very important Christian leader of an international Christian organization.
有一位基督徒在整个的普世被神所使用的一个仆人。
Was in a question and answer period during the conference.
在一次聚会中间的问题解答的那一个阶段。
One of the questions was this.
其中有一个问题。
What is your most important job as a leader of an international Christian organization?
你作为这一个国际性的侍奉的团体，你最重要的这个责任是什么？
I never forgot his answer.
我对他的回答我一生都不能够忘记。
My most important job is checking attitudes.
我最重要的一件事是检查我的态度。
Let me repeat that.
让我再重复。
My most important job is to check attitudes.
我最重要的工作就是查验态度。
What are the attitudes in this organization?
这一个团体他们的态度是什么？
What's the attitudes in your home?
在你家里面大家的态度是什么？
What's the attitudes in your local church?
在你的教会中大家的态度是什么？
Or I could put it this way, what is theCorporate spirit of your church like?
或者换一句话说，你们的教会整体的精神是什么？
Now, in the book of Revelation, the Lord looked down at seven churches.
启示录，神看着七个教会。
In fact, he walked among these seven churches.
主在七个教会中间行走。
And there was a corporate spirit in every single church.
在那七个教会，每一个教会都有他们那个教会的精神。
The first church was Ephesus.
第一个教会就是以弗所教会。
And the Lord Jesus said, "Boy, you have a lot of good works."
以弗所教会主说你们有许许多多的这个行为。
And you're teaching good doctrine.
你们也教导纯正的真理。
And you're disciplining false apostles.
对那些这个假的使徒你们也认得出来。
You're standing against persecution.
你们也能够对着环境苦难。
But I have this against you.
但是我有一件事情要反对你。
You've lost the love you once had.
你们失去了起初的爱心。
And it needs to be revived.
你们需要重新复兴起初的爱心。
Or I'll remove your candlestick.
或者把你们的金灯台挪去。
See, the Lord Jesus was checking the attitude of the church.
你注意吗？主耶稣在那里查验这个教会的态度。
So the first thing this angry brother should have done is check his attitude.
所以这一个生气的这个弟兄，头一件事他该注意，第二件注意的是他自己的态度。
Before he stood up and spoke,
在他开始说话以前，
he should have said, "In what spirit am I doing this?"
他问问自己，我现在所有的态度是什么？
What is my attitude?
我现在的灵是什么？
Well, it's obvious it was anger.
那当然，他那生气啊。
Out of control anger.
已经失去了这个被失去控制了。
What about his conduct?
那么他的行为怎么样呢？
Yelling out in front of a bunch of people, young people sitting there.
在那里大喊大嚷大叫年轻人都在场听着。
Check your attitude according to the word of God.
要按照神的话来查验我们的态度。
Check your attitude in that mirror.
在那个神的话的这个镜子面前查验我们。
It's obvious. Everything he did was the work of the flesh.
这个镜子面前很明显的，每一件他所做的都是肉体。
You see, altar calls are not inherently sinful.
我们注意讲台的呼召并不是本质上面的一个罪恶。
But giving rein to unrestrained anger, that is inherently sinful.
但是我们却在怒气中间来表达我们的不同的意见，那是本质上的罪恶。
Hostility to that evangelist, that's inherently sinful.
对着那个传道人有像有仇一样的那个态度，那是罪恶。
causing division and rivalry and dissension, that's inherently sinful and of the flesh.
使得教会分裂，那是明显的一个罪恶。
His attitude was not a Christ-like attitude.
他的态度不是一个基督形象的态度。
He was acting more like the devil than Christ.
他表现的是更像魔鬼，不像基督。
So you're in a disagreement.
所以你现在在不同的意见中间。
It could be with someone at work.
可能你在工作场合中间跟同事中间不合。
And this particular person has a way of stirring you up all the time and fighting you and disagreeing with you.
你的同事呢，这个人呢，特别的会跟你找茬，跟你意见不一样。
Now before you respond,
在你回应以前
,before you speak,
在你说话以前
,check your attitude.
要查验你的态度。
Is it under the control of the Spirit?
你的态度在圣灵管理之下吗？
Will it represent the nine delicious flavors of Christ-like life?
是不是表现那圣灵的九种的味道像基督的形象一样呢
?Gentleness and kindness and faithfulness.
这个仁爱这个温柔恩慈等等。
Or are you just gonna fly off the handle and let the flesh take control?
或者你就是根本就不在乎了就让你的这个怒气啊，就随意的就发出来。
So check your attitude.
所以要查验我们的态度。
This brother did not check his attitude.
这个弟兄根本没有查验他的态度。
He did not reflect on what he was doing.
他没有反照他自己的所做的。
He just let go.
他就是发了。
Now third.
第三。
First pray.
第一个祷告。
Then check your attitude and conduct.
然后查验我们的态度行为。
Third, act in love.
第三，在爱心中行事。
Well, the first fruit of the Spirit is love.
圣灵的九个味道，第一个味道就是爱，不是吗？
The new commandment is love one another like I loved you.
耶稣给的新命令就是要你们彼此相爱，像我爱你们一样。
The New Testament is super saturated with this concept of Christ-like love.
新约整本的圣经是完全被这个爱的观念所饱和了。
Our Lord said, when people look at you, they're going to say, look how they love one another.
我们主也说看啊他们看我们的主是何等爱那个拉撒路这一家人。
He didn't say, look how they can really fight.
主没有说看啊他们能够真正的彼此的那个打架。
Boy, they can fight.
他们真能够打。
They're experts in it.
他们是打架专家。
Now, what does love mean?
什么是爱所有的意义呢?
Well, love is always other-oriented.
爱永远是以别人为取向。
Love is always looking out for the good of the other.
爱永远是为着别人的好处着想的。
Well, if this brother was acting in love,
如果这个弟兄是在爱心中行事的话,
which would have been walking by the Spirit,
那就是在圣灵中行。
He would have first been concerned about the people around him.
他就会头一个想想看他周围的人。
But all he thought about was venting his anger.
他所想的就是怎么样把他的这个不满呢能够宣泄出来。
Expressing his opinion.
把他的意见发表出来。
He wanted everyone to know how he felt.
他要每个人知道我怎么想。
He was only thinking about himself.
他只想他自己。
But he should have thought about others.
但是他要想想别人。
There are young people here.
有年轻人在场啊。
And they will never forget this moment.
年轻人不会忘记这个场面的。
There are some non-believers here.
还有不信主的人在教会中间呢。
New Christians here.
新的信主的人在中间呢。
I consider them first.
我们要先考虑他们。
I'll talk to the brothers later.
我等一会儿再跟这个弟兄说说。
So he was not thinking of others of himself.
这个人他没有先考虑到别人的益处，先考虑自己。
What would a loving attitude say about this situation?
一个有爱心的态度的人，在这个情况会怎么说呢？说些什么呢？
Here's what I believe a loving attitude would say.
我相信一个有爱心态度的人会这么说。
I don't personally agree with altar calls.
我个人并不同意讲台的呼召。
But I know this evangelist preaches Christ crucified and people are saved.
但是我知道这个传道人所讲的是基督被钉十字架，并且人怎么能够靠着基督得救。
For that, I will get down on my knees and thank God.
为这一个，我要屈膝向神献上感谢。
And I will pray that the Holy Spirit will use this evangelism in even greater ways.
我也要求神更加使用这一个传道人。
Now, how do I know that's what the Holy Spirit would have prayed and that's the right way?
我怎么知道这是圣灵会这么祷告的啊？这样祷告呢？
Well, I know this from Philippians chapter 1.
因为我注意到在腓立比书第一章
verses 15 to 17.
第15到第17节。
Paul was in Roman imprisonment in Rome.
保罗那个时候在罗马的监牢里坐监。
And he tells us while he was in prison, there were preachers preaching to cause him pain while he was in prison.
当保罗坐在监牢里的时候，他知道腓立比教会有一个人起来传道，是让保罗更加的这个有痛苦的。
We don't know exactly why they did this.
我们不知道为什么这一帮人这样做。
Undoubtedly, some of it was petty preacher jealousy.
我们当然不容怀疑的，这些人有可能是出于嫉妒的缘故。
Some of them may have thought Paul's gospel was too libertarian for the Gentiles.
他这些人也许觉得说保罗向外邦人所传的这个福音是太自由派了。
So these other preachers were preaching out of envy to hurt Paul in jail.
所以这一帮人在那里传道的时候是为着叫保罗增加苦楚，在监牢里面增加苦楚。
Now, let's look at Paul's attitude.
那我们看一看保罗什么态度。
How does he respond to petty preachers trying to hurt him?
他对着这一些人所加给他的伤害，他是怎么样的态度？
Does Paul say, I'm going to get the best lawyer in Rome and sue them?
我要在罗马帝国中间找最好的律师来告他们。
They can't do this to me. Do they know that I'm the apostle?
他们怎么可以做这样的事情？他们不知道我是基督福音的使徒吗？
They're not as smart as me.
他们并不像我那么有智慧。
They're not as good as me as a preacher.
他们并不像我那么会讲道。
I'm going to start a magazine. And I'll expose them for what they are.
我要把他们所有的一切都揭露出来。
No, that's not what he says.
保罗不是那么说的。
He totally forgets himself.
他完完全全忘了他自己。
And the hurt they're trying to cause him.
以及那些要加害让他受伤的那些事情。
And here's what he says.
他说的是这么说的。
As long as Christ is preached.
只要基督被传开。
I am nothing. As long as Christ is preached.
只要基督被传开就好了，就够了。
That's the response of love.
那是爱心中间的回答。
Looking out for others.
来注意别人能得到益处。
That wonderful, gracious, loving spirit. As long as Christ is preached and people are being saved, I'm happy.
只要别人得到造就我就满意了。
And that's what the angry brother should have said.
那一个生气的弟兄也应当这么说。
I don't agree with this, but as long as Christ is preached by this evangelist, I'm going to pray for him.
我虽然不同意他的做法，但是只要基督被传扬，基督被传开，人得救就够了。
That's what the Spirit would lead you to do.
那是圣灵会这样带领你的。
Someday I'm going to write a book, and it's going to be titled, I've Been Hurt.
有一天我要写一本书是我受了伤了。
When people get their feelings hurt, they think they can do anything.
当人受伤的时候他们觉得说他能做任何事情。
They can divide a church.
他们能叫教会分裂。
They can strike back at others.
他们能够这个在人背后做任何事。
They can gossip and backbite.
他们能够在那说闲言在那里咬别人。
Spread rumors.
把谣言散开。
I've been hurt!
我受伤了。
And that's the great excuse to do whatever I want in the flesh.
那是在肉体中去行事最好的或者许许多多的这些的借口。
Some of the most dangerous people in a local church are people walking around with hurt feelings.
在教会中最危险的一帮人乃是那些受伤的人受伤害的人。
Because they are capable of doing anything.
因为他们能够做任何事。
But that's just pure devilish selfishness.
但那是完完全全的自私。
Love looks out for the good of the other.
爱是求别人的益处。
Even those who hurt me.
就是那些伤害了我的人。
In fact, that's the moment of testing whether we're going to walk in the spirit or walk in the flesh.
事实上，那就是我们活在圣灵中间或者活在肉体中间的一个测试。
Now, fourth,
第四
the angry brother should have sought counsel from spirit-filled leaders.
这个生气的弟兄应当去寻求被圣灵充满的信徒的辅导。
Now the Bible tells us that elders are placed in the church by the Holy Spirit, Acts 20:28.
使徒行传二十章二十八节说圣灵这个立这些人在教会中成为长老。
So the Spirit has given us leaders.
所以圣灵把领袖赐给教会。
The only leaders we want are the ones the Spirit of God has placed in the church.
我们所要的就是圣灵所设立的领袖。
Now what would walking by the Spirit look like?
那么在圣灵中间来活是什么样子呢?
The angry brother should not have jumped to his feet and he basically took control of the church.
这个生气的这个弟兄不应当把事情抓在自己手里然后把他的怒气这样的发散出来。
So what happened was this, everything became focused on that one person.
如果那样的话每一个人的焦点都在那个生气的弟兄身上。
He took control of that church and what was to happen for the next months.
他把教会下一个月整个的这个中心都抓在他一个人手里了。
It was all about his emotions and opinions.
那都是因着或者是关于他的意见他的怒气。
Now here's what he should have done.
他应当怎么做呢?
The Spirit of God would have said to him, this is not the time, this is not the place to express your anger.
圣灵会对他说这不是时候这也不是地方那个地方你应当来把你的意见把你的怒气表现出来。
Sitting in that congregation were some very godly elders.
在那个聚会中间有敬畏神敬虔的长老在他们中间。
After he had prayed,
如果他祷告了
maybe let a day go by,
也许等一等让这个事情能够淡化一天两天的。
Calm down a little bit.
他能够更静下来。
He should have called and said, I'd like to meet with the elders.
他应当跟长老们打电话说我想见见。
That's what the Spirit would have led him to do.
那是圣灵会这样带领他。
Because the Spirit put those men there for that reason.
那是为什么圣灵把长老们设立在教会中间的原因。
He was not an elder.
那他不是长老。
But he turned that whole thing on himself.
但是他把整个的事情转的他自己手里头。
Now he would have met with the elders.
他如果与长老们见面。
And they'd have some prayer together.
他们一起祷告。
And the elders would listen to him.
长老就会听他所说的。
And some of the elders would say, I agree with your point.
有的长老也许会说某某弟兄我对你的意见我同意。
And some of the elders may have said, no, I thought it was very beautiful.
也许有的长老说那个是聚会呢我觉得那是非常美丽的。
And as a spirit-controlled group of people,
在这个被圣灵所管理的这一帮人
under the control of the Holy Spirit, not out of control,
在圣灵管理之下不在不让圣灵管理的底下
they would talk this thing through.
他们就可以把这个事情呢能够完全的交通开来。
They would come up with some kind of reasonable solution.
他们就能够得着合理的解答的方式。
They have the instructions of Christ and the Word of God.
他们有基督并基督的话语清楚的这个指示。
And they're all spirit-filled men.
他们也有被圣灵所充满的人在他们中间。
There's no reason they couldn't have talked this out and come to some solution.
那不是不可能。那能从这些的交通中间得着解决的这个方法。
And then together they needed to address the whole congregation because the congregation was already in conflict.
在这样交通过后他们应当一起使得整个的教会也能得着好的交通因为这些事情已经影响了全教会。
And the elders with the angry man,
长老们跟这个生气的这个弟兄
would have led the congregation back into peace and to help the congregation resolve its conflict.
能够把全教会再带到和睦中间这样来讨主喜悦。
And that becomes a great teaching learning experience for the whole church.
那就叫整个教会都得着非常好的这个受教的一次经历。
It doesn't mean every single person will agree upon what was done by the evangelist.
并不是说每一个人都同意那一个传福音的人他这次所做的。
But we will agree to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace.
但是我们却看重一致的同意竭力保守在圣灵中的合一。
And it was not a major doctrine of any kind.
也这件事情本身也不是主要的圣经的教义方面的教导。
And we show the love of Christ by living with things that we don't totally agree with.
我们可以在小事情不同意的事情上面我们能够显示我们的爱。
There's things in our church, I've been in the church many, many years, I don't totally agree with.
在教会中间，我在教会里许许多多年，好多事我不是完全同意的。
But those are the very things that test my spirit, whether I'm walking in the spirit or not.
但是那些事都是测试我的态度，我的灵是什么。
Then fifth.
然后第五方面。
And we're getting close to the end.
我们快到了这个结束的时候。
Don't get mad at me.
不要生我的气。
I'm not going overtime.
我不会。
No way.
超过时间的不会的。
And if I did go overtime, you will forgive me.
如果我超过了时间，你们也要原谅我。
Because now your spirit control.
因为你们现在被圣灵所管制管理。
And the spirit is patient.
圣灵的果子就是忍耐。
Now fifth.
第五方面。
Treat others with kindness and gentleness.
以仁慈与温柔来待人。
I would like you to take your Bibles right now.
现在请大家把你的圣经打开。
And look at 2 Timothy 2, 24 to 26.
你把彼得后书提摩太后书第二章24到26节打开。
2 Timothy 2:24-26. I want brother to read that and then I want to just make a few comments.
提摩太后书二章24到26节。然而主的仆人不可争竞，只要温温和和的待众人，善于教导，存心忍耐，用温柔劝诫那抵挡的人，或者神给他们悔改的心，可以明白真道，叫他们这些已经被魔鬼任意掳去的，可以醒悟，脱离他的网罗。
I would say hundreds and hundreds of times, maybe thousands of times over my life, the Holy Spirit has brought this passage to me.
我要说许许多多次，上百次，上千次，圣灵把这段圣经放在我的心里。
The Lord's servant.
主的仆人。
Now, in context, he's thinking about those who teach.
按照上下文来讲，保罗是想到那些做教导的人。
Because the context deals with false teachers.
因为按照上下文来讲，这段经文是说到那些假教师。
But we can apply this to anyone who's serving the Lord.
但是我们可以把这段经文应用在所有做教导的服事的人。
The Lord's servant in contrast to the false teacher.
主的仆人来对照假的教师。
He's not to be quarrelsome.
他不要争竞。
That's one of the qualifications for an elder, not quarrelsome.
做长老的资格的第一其中一个就是不要争竞。
The false teachers were very quarrelsome.
假教师非常的爱争竞。
But kind to everyone.
只要温温和和的待众人。
Even those who oppose you, kind to everyone.
虽然面对的那些反对你的人，还是要温温和和的待众人，包括这些人。
Able to teach.
善于教导。
That's how we correct things, by the way.
那是我们这个所做的。
By teaching.
借着教导。
So, the Lord's servant must be able to teach.
主的仆人一定要会教导。
That's how he will correct, and that's how he will rebuke through the teaching.
他能够借着教导做改正做归正的工作。
Not on my own personality.
不是根据我的个人所。
But through ministering the word of God.
乃是把主的话教导人。
Patiently enduring evil.
存心忍耐。
It's not easy, the Lord's work.
服事做主的工作不是很容易的。
There's a lot of opposition in the Lord's work.
在主的服事主的路上有许许多的反对。
The very hostile world we live in.
这个世界上面面对的也是一个反对敌对的世界。
Correcting his opponents with gentleness.
对那抵挡的人用温柔来劝诫他们。
Now, if you have this kind of ministry,
如果你有这样的服事,
there's more chance that the opponent will be won with your gentle, kind, gracious way than if you pop him on the head.
那么那一些反对你的人，你就能够用主的恩典，用柔和把他们挽回过来，赢回过来，而不是用你的拳头去对待他们。
So this is the Lord's way.
这就是主的方式。
And it's the fruit of the Spirit.
这也是圣灵的果子。
Gentleness, kindness, patience is the fruit of the Spirit.
这个温柔、良善这些都是主圣灵的果子的味道。
Now, if the angry brother
如果那个生气的弟兄
had followed our Lord's teaching,
如果跟随主的教导
he would have gone to that brother.
他会到那一个传福音的人面前。
He was obligated to go to that evangelist.
事实上他应当到他面前去。
Not with accusations.
不是去控告他。
This is a good principle.
这是一个很好的原则。
Don't ever start with accusations.
不要从控告指控人开始。
Do you like people to start by accusing you of things without hearing from you?
你喜欢人开始就指控你没有让你开始有机会解释就指控你吗?
No, you don't.
当然你不喜欢。
No one likes to be accused.
没有一个人喜欢被人指控。
You always start by letting the other person give a defense of themselves.
你应当先给对方有机会可以发言可以解释。
I have heard this, what I would like to hear from you.
我听见了这件事但是我希望能听听你怎么说。
So the angry man should have gone to the evangelist according to Matthew 18 and Matthew 5.
所以根据马太第五章马太第十八章这个生气的弟兄应当照着主的教导到这个弟兄面前。
And with the spirit fruits of gentleness and patience and kindness, ask the evangelist, tell me your reasoning for this.
根据圣灵的果子的味道温柔恩慈良善
Now, if the,
然后来告诉问这个弟兄说你的意见怎样
If the angry brother had gone and followed our Lord's teaching
如果这个生气的弟兄根据神的话这么做
He may have actually learned something from the evangelist
他很可能可以从这个传福音的人学习到一些事
The evangelist would have said this to him
这个传福音的人可以这样的对他说
I don't normally have altar calls
我不是常常有这个讲台的呼召啊。
But I felt very strongly that we needed to gather for prayer, and I didn't even see it as an altar call.
我只是觉得说我们非常需要聚集在一起，我们来祷告。我觉得就是我并没有想到是这个讲台的呼召这件事。
I saw it as a time to gather together and pray about this important issue.
我所想到的就是我们一同聚集在一起，在主面前为这个事情祷告。
Then the angry brother would have said, but you should have asked permission before doing that, and I thought you were manipulating the audience.
这个生气的弟兄就说了，我以为你是这个是应当先得着我们的同意啊，我以为你是在那里操控别人。
And they would have started to understand one another.
那个时候，这两方面都彼此互相了解了。
Love always understands the other.
爱永远是先了解对方，彼此了解。
One of the beautiful characteristics of love is it understands the other person.
这个爱美丽的表现乃是先了解别人。
This is how you treat your children.
你对孩子就是如此。
If I had to live with your children, I would probably kill them.
如果我要来养育你的孩子的话，恐怕我早就放弃了。
But the reason you don't kill them,
那么你所以没有放弃
is you understand them.
因为你了解你的孩子。
You know what the mother says? Oh, they're just a little tired right now.
妈妈说，哦，有一个对的时间。
That's why they're swinging on the curtains. They're just tired.
他们在那儿亲这个窗帘，因为他们很累。
You should see them when they're sleeping. They look like angels.
小孩睡着的时候，那是像天使一样，他不像在那儿乱搞。
But when they're tired, they look like little devils.
当他们累的时候，他们像小魔鬼一样。
This is a true story.
这是真的故事。
One time we had this couple at our home and they had two boys.
有一天有一次有一对夫妇他们有两个小孩到我
们家来。And I looked into the living room.
我看看客厅。
And one was literally swinging on our curtains onto the couch and dropping down.
其中一个孩子真的是抓住窗帘像泰山一样的在那溜溜溜到我们的滑到客厅来。
They were completely wild men.
那孩子真的是像野人一样。
I said to my wife, honey, we've got monkeys in the living room.
我就对我太太说，客厅里我们有猴子。
They're just swinging on the curtains.
他们在那抓住我们的窗帘呢，在那摇晃。
She said, I wanted new ones anyway.
我太太说，反正我是要一个换一个新的窗帘了。
They were wild men.
他们是非常的在那里发野。
But you know, the mother understood them and loved them.
但是母亲了解他们，母亲
还是爱。Love understands.
爱永远是了解。
Now one of those wild men.
其中的有一个这个好像发野的人。
Today is grown.
今天已经长大了。
And he is very involved in the Lord's work in Thailand.
他今天在泰国这个在那里很积极的在那里服侍。
So the Lord got a hold of all that energy and he put him in Thailand.
神能够抓住这个发野的孩子的这个力气能够用在泰国在那里服侍。
Love understands.
爱了解。
And that's why we're able to live with one another.
这是我们彼此能够在一起生活的原因。
Love covers a multitude of sins.
爱能够遮掩许多的过错。
Now, if the two brothers had sat and talked with one another with the spirit of gentleness,
如果这两个人能够在爱的灵底下，温柔的灵底下来互相有交通的话，
they would have understood each other.
他们彼此就会更了解。
And it wasn't the end of the world.
那不是好像到了世界末日啊。
The issue was really a small issue, but it got so blown out of proportion.
事实上是一件很小的事情，可是却最后的时候被放大了到一个没有不成比例的一件大事情。
Anger took over.
爱心就取代了。不是这个是愤怒就取代了。
The flesh took over.
肉体取代了。
And we nearly had a church meltdown.
几乎让那个教会啊整个的就瓦解了。
I want to say something very important to you.
我要对你们说很重要的事。
Every conflict.
每一个冲突。
Is a test.
都是一个测试。
Will you walk in the spirit or walk by the flesh?
我们要么是在圣灵的引导底下生活，或者我们在肉体的控制底下生活。
So you're married.
你结了婚了。
And since we're all sinners, we fight in our marriages.
因为我们都是罪人，所以在婚姻中间会有彼此的争执。
And often we fight over the smallest, most insignificant thing, and it gets so big and out of control.
常常在婚姻中的争执都是鸡毛蒜皮的事情。
And we develop even hatred for one another.
甚至于在争执中间产生了彼此的仇恨。
Sometimes we even just rip the marriage apart.
有的时候甚至于把婚姻都毁了。
This is a test.
这个是一个测试。
Will we operate in the power of the Holy Spirit and display the fruit of the Spirit?
我们是愿意让圣灵来管理引导我们呢？
Or will we indulge the flesh?
或者我们在肉体中放纵我们自己？
Lose all spirit control.
失去了所有的理性。
So you will be faced with that.
所以我们都会面对这件事。
And that's why I say,
所以我说
,walking in the spirit will always start with prayer.
在圣灵中间来生活是从祷告开始。
And then checking our speech and our conduct with the word of God.
用神的话来检查我们的态度和行为。
Are we acting in love that always is concerned about the other person first?
我们是不是在爱心中间行事总是考虑到别人的益处?
Are we getting spirit controlled counsel from godly leaders.
我们有没有从敬虔敬畏神的领袖得着辅导呢？
Are we walking with kindness? And I am so amazed at how much the New Testament talks about gentleness.
我们是不是对人有恩慈， 我很稀奇圣经中间对着温柔对我们的所有的教导。
So these are God's principles for handling human conflict.
所以这些就是神对着我们怎么处理人与人中间的冲突所有的原则。
As you practice these principles daily in your life,
当你每一天这样的去操练，
you will actually find that will be the normal way you'll respond to things.
你就发觉慢慢慢慢的成为你自己正常的一个对人啊人际关系的一个反应。
And the more you practice it, the more it becomes a living part of you and very natural.
你越这样的去实行，你越成为你生命的一部分。
So you are more and more Christ-like.
你就越来越像基督。
Let's close in prayer.
我们祷告。
Our Father, we thank you for the living Word of God.
我们的父，我们感谢你自己活泼的话语。
Your word addresses every issue of life.
你的话对着我们生活中面对的每一面都有教导。
It is a living word.
实在是一个活泼的话语。
It is painfully practical in all aspects of our daily conduct.
对我们每一天的行为都有那么实际，好像在痛苦中却是给我们有教导。
Father, make these principles a natural part of our daily life.
父啊，我们求你让这些的原则成为我们的实际。
May we become skilled in righteousness.
让我们对着仁义的道理能够熟练。
Skilled in spirit-control speech.
让我们被圣灵管理，在我们的言语上面。
May we be skilled in our relationships because we daily walk in the Spirit.
让我们熟练彼此怎么样相待，因为我们对神的话语是熟悉的。
Now to all these ends, we need your help.
我们所仰望的这一切都需要你的帮助。
Help us, we pray.
求主帮助我们。
May we be spirit-led people.
求主帮助我们，实在是被圣灵引导的一帮人。
Christ-like people.
是像基督的人。
In the harsh realities of conflict,
在许许多多残酷的冲突的这个面对中间。
In Christ's name,
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.